You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back for the long-awaited return of the Pick and Roll live stream right here on the Board YouTube channel. We've been gone for a few days now, so happy to be back, happy to be here with you guys, and we are ready to go for today's show. There is a pretty large NBA slate that we're going to be working with today, and we have two free picks coming at you guys. So if you guys are ready for the picks, make sure that you do hit the like button and also subscribe to the channel. It is the final week of the NBA regular season, but we still will be bringing you some content over the course of the playoffs as well, and there will be some off-season coverage coming at you, again, right here on the Board YouTube channel. But Friday, unfortunately, we had to cancel the show, but we're back today. Monday, there was no NBA games, so let's try to get things going here. Four days remaining again for the show for the regular season. So let's get things going. Let's have a nice win streak to finish off the regular season. And we can start with the picks in, first of all, the Knicks and Bulls game. That is going to be Jalen Brunson, 25-plus points and over 6.5 assists. Just confirming all the prices here, making sure that we are exactly the same. And indeed, we are. That is going to be available for minus 115 odds at BetMGM. Again, that is the first of two plays for this one, but the second play is also going to be available at BetMGM, but we're going to be going to the Warriors and Lakers game, maybe an early preview for the NBA's play-in tournament. What a tournament game that would be if we can get that in the first round once again, but a possible first-round match between these two teams, and we're going to be taking the star players involved in this one as well. This one is minus 105 at BetMGM. We have Steph Curry, 25-plus points, and LeBron James, 20-plus points. Again, minus 105 odds at BetMGM. All right, let's go over to Pips for the first time today. Let's hear the handicap behind the Knicks and Bulls pick with Jalen Brunson over on points and assists.
So it's been Jalen Brunson all over the place over the last couple of games. After the crazy game against the San Antonio Spurs, where he scored 61, he's been playing unbelievable. Last three games, 35 and 11, 35 and 11, 43 and 8. If you take a look at the assists, we can see that huge uptick. That's no filters at all. Just last couple of games from Jalen Brunson, average 8.2 over the last 11 games, over this line in 82% of the games. Fire point graph is against the Bulls, 11 assists in that game. So over these 11 games, he averaged 8.2 assists on 14 potential assists. In the games against the Bulls, he had 11 assists on 19 potential assists. But it wasn't some lucky shooting. His numbers increased overall, creating. They tried everything on him. They tried blitzing him. They tried double him. They tried Caruso on him. All kinds of coverage. He still dropped 35 on them. He's just unstoppable. He's just getting like smoother with time. Like he's now getting really used to being blitz and double team. He figured out the ways how to, like, he'll just wait for, if he's getting blitzed, he's going back with the ball, waiting for other player to leave him, then attacking in isolation. He's getting to the line. I don't know if people saw Tibbs' press conference after the game where he's just saying he doesn't get to the line, he doesn't get calls, he doesn't get free throws. And now Jalen Brunson hit double-digit free throws in four straight games, including 10 against the Bulls. As I said, he didn't even shoot that well against the Bulls in that game, and he still ended up with 35 points. So, yeah, I mean, when you get double teamed and you put up 28 field goal attempts and 10 free throws, insane usage, insane volume, and, yeah, this is all over Jalen Brunson for this one.
All right, there we go. Jalen Brunson over on points and over on his assists. We actually have a comment here from that Persian guy. If you have access to Bet365, this one is plus 120 for 25 plus points and 7 plus assists. Difficult for us to make sure that's widely available, so we're going to go with the BetMGM one here. But if anybody does have access to 365, then absolutely go play there for this price.
Yeah, I checked the DraftKings and FanDuel. They had worse line. They had minus 110. I went with the BetMGM, but I actually didn't look for the Bet365. So I am going to bet myself also now. See the better line there.
All right. Yeah. So 365, if you have access to that one over there. Let's move to the second bet here. This one is available at BetMGM minus 105. According to Badger Boy, it's also at DK at minus 105. But it's in the Warriors and Lakers game. We have Steph Curry, 25 plus points, and LeBron James, 20 plus points here. The two superstar players in this matchup, Pips, why do you think both of them are slated to have a good night tonight?
Yeah, this is just prime time. The best we can get out of the regular season games. And this is as well, minus 110 at the Bet365. We can go and look at the Steph Curry graphics. Like, this is the prime time matchup in every metrics. If you take a look, first off, the graphics use the filter against bottom 10 pick and roll ball handler defense over in 19 out of 22, average 30.8. Why bottom 10 defense of pick and roll? Because, as you can see, Lakers are ranked 23rd. So Lakers are 8th worst pick and roll against pick and roll ball handlers. And if, well, after the last start, even a bit worse lately. If you take a look at the shot map, Curry makes 57% of his shots above the break three. Lakers allow the second most above the break threes. Second most dominant way of scoring, not shown, but it's off the screen. Lakers are the bottom of the league in defending off-screen shooting. And if you take a look at similar players, they score 21 points more than their average against the Lakers. And we can see Curry here, 46, 32, 31 against the Lakers this season. These 32 and 31 came after the All-Star break. So it were recent games. And yeah, this is just, if Golden State lose this one, they are locked in 10th seed. If they win this one, they can still catch up. So this is a huge game. Curry, last game against they played against the Jazz, he was rested in that game just so he can be like full minutes. I expect him, recently he was limited like 30 minutes a game, 32. I expect him to play 35 plus tonight. This is a huge game for the Warriors, and I think Steph needs to show up here, and perfect matchup to do so. Other part of the bet is just LeBron James against Golden State Warriors. This line, he scores most of his points in transition. Golden State Warriors, terrible transition defense. He's over this line 93% of the games, and it's LeBron James. So in Golden State Warriors versus Lakers in a seeding game, we can expect LeBron to be at the top of his game. On his podcast, Mind the Game, he said JJ Redick asked him like, how is it be to playing in like in 2024 with so many years on his back, and he said, I'm just taking my spots. I can't do it for the entire game, so I'm just taking my spots. But when the big game comes, I'll be ready. And I think this is one of these games, and we can expect LeBron to just.
This is a big game.
Yeah, when he has the foot on the gas, when he's like playing like 100%, he's still LeBron James, like we used to see throughout the entire career. Yeah. That's it. Last night I was checking something on Basketball Reference, and you can see like a game logs open, and it was like one row, and LeBron James now has the second row because. And every season didn't just fit in one row. It was insane to see like how long his career lasted. that he averaged 25 points this season with taking foot off the gas for some of that. So
it's astonishing. It never ceases to amaze me the levels that he can still produce at this point. I did want to kind of go a little bit further here, a bit of discussion on the Lakers. They are currently the 9th seed. They're only half a game back of the 8th seed. So opportunity to actually get the double elimination form of the play-in tournament. But, you know, this team is a 9th seed. However, they're 45-34. Like, this is a good record. This would be a top 6 team in the Eastern Conference. Instead, they're 9th in the West. We saw them last season as the 7th seed coming out of the play-in tournament, get all the way to the conference finals. Do you give this Lakers team any sort of hope of actually challenging and being a contender this season? Because many people feel as though the West is wide open right now.
Yep. I wanted to mention that on the show that I think the Lakers, if they can be healthy, I can see them winning the championship. And I actually bet it. It's not a big bet, but plus 3,200. Yeah, like the important part of this is always the struggle with Lakers was not enough shooting around AD and LeBron James. Rui Hachimura, 43% from the three this season, helps them tremendously. D'Angelo Russell, 42% from the three, helps them tremendously. Austin Reeves, great spot-up shooter. They have Prince of the bench also that can make threes. Like, this team now has shooters around AD and LeBron, and AD and LeBron are playing pretty well. Defense is an issue now on the perimeter with no great defensive player there. But you have AD, so there your defense is always going to be like average, at least. So this team can, for sure, win the championship. And, like, this is the best Lakers. I think this is the best Lakers looked over the last 2.5 years, probably. Maybe even, like, probably since they won the championship. I would say this is the best Lakers team that, yeah, they have some issues. But now that they found Hachimura making shots, making threes, like, last couple of weeks, I can't even remember when Hachimura missed a wide open three. Like it looked like he makes every single one. And Diallo, he really upped the game. Hopefully we don't see the last couple of seasons, last season or season before playoffs.
Last season,
D'Angelo was played off the floor, but this season tremendous, like huge for a team. So yeah, shooting around LeBron and AD can win your championship. So. I think they have fair chances. Plus 3,200.
Yeah, and if LeBron is saving stuff, then saving his energy, he's got more in the tank, then yes, this team has the capability to do so. What they will likely, well, what probably will have to go their way is standing-wise, they will have to avoid Denver in the first round. Whatever that looks like, I'm not saying they're going to purposely, you know, if Denver's the 2 seed, I'm not saying they're going to purposely avoid being the 7 seed, but getting Denver in the first round is a disaster if you're the Lakers.
For everyone.
And anybody getting the Nuggets is a disaster. Yeah, not saying they can't, but I don't think they will beat them.
Yeah. And anyone, like Clippers look god awful lately. So no one's afraid of Clippers. I mean, they can get Clippers, but just saying.
Yeah.
And no one is afraid of Timberwolves. Like, they are a great, great team, but no one is afraid of them. Like, if you are eight seed and if you are playing first seed as an eight seed, Wolves are probably the best you can cope for. Like,
yeah,
Denver and like, especially if you are Lakers. If you are Lakers, like, I think Denver can struggle against the Bulls. That's legit. Like, probably the toughest opponent Nuggets can play is Denver, is Wolves.
Wolves.
But the toughest opponent Lakers can play is Denver. For everyone else, is Denver.
So. Absolutely. If you guys did want to tail Pips on the Lakers future bet to win the NBA championship, Let's find the best odds to do so. We'll use our sponsor here, BetStamp, and it's such a great tool to find even futures markets so quickly. So obviously when you get in, you have the game screen with all the odds listed on all the games, so you can find the best prices for anything you want to bet on, whether it's player props or whether it is just the game lines. But actually, we can go over to the futures tab, go over to NBA playoffs. We can find the NBA finals winners here. And just like that, we have the best odds available on the Lakers. You can actually get them plus 3,500 on BetMGM, also on DraftKings. That is the best price in market for the Lakers to win the NBA championship. Took all of maybe, 3 seconds to find that. So if you guys are going to be betting futures, guys are betting NBA, especially getting to the playoffs, use a tool like the BetStamp app and make it so much easier to make sure you're getting the best price, because it's so hard to go through all these different books all the time and finding the best price available. So make it easier on yourself. Check the link in the description and the one that's pinned in chat to sign up and see what's available in your region. All right, that'll do it for the show for today. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We have a super chat from Sean Glenn saying, the Timberwolves will prove this postseason that you should be afraid. Thank you so much, Sean Glenn, for sending in that super chat. Sean Glenn, I believe, has mentioned that he's a Timberwolves fan before. Listen, the Timberwolves are a good team, but unfortunately, they're not the Nuggets, and teams want them over the Denver Nuggets. If Cats come back and healthy, who knows? But go ahead.
I did give them credit saying that they are the most difficult opponent for Denver Nuggets. So, I also, for Lakers, I think they are the best to play against the Wolves. I think Thunders are more difficult matchup for the Lakers, because they don't have anyone to guard Shea and Jalen. I'm just matchup-wise talking. I think Wolves are second-best team probably in the West.
Yeah.
But just matchup-wise, they are they are suiting the best Lakers. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, here are the picks for today before we get out of here. First of all, in the Knicks and Bulls game, Jalen Brunson, 25-plus points and over 6.5 assists. That was minus 115 at BetMGM. But if you had Bet365 or have Bet365, there's a superior price there where you can go and play it. And later in the day, ESPN Bet opens up alt lines. They may have this one at a better price as well. Same can be said for the second bet here in the Warriors and Lakers game. It's a minus 105 SGP, also at BetMGM. But we have Steph Curry, 25-plus points, and LeBron James, 20-plus points. That'll do it from us. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Last week of the regular season, but have no fear. Some more content coming at you throughout the offseason, especially for the playoffs. So make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Drop a like before you go, and we'll see you again next time on Pick and Roll.